Doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 4, and this is letter number 1191. Baruch Hashem, this is a letter which came as an introduction in a booklet that they published, and in the front of the booklet the Rebbe wrote a letter, and this is the letter over here. And this is connected to the Chai Elul, to the 18th day of Elul. And the Rebbe explains, he says that the story, what took place in the days of the 18th of Elul, as well the third day of Slichas, the meaning of that day, has been explained in the booklet of Chai Elul Tavshin Yud, based upon what I have found in the writings of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. I also made a copy over there. I brought down over there these letters. Also about the idea in what the service to Hashem should take place, starting from the 18th of Elul, as we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, from the 18th of Rosh Hashanah. As far as what needs to be done on the 18th of Elul itself in service, my father-in-law said in the name of the elder Hasidim that the 18th of Elul, it's Chai Elul. Chai means life. That Chai Elul is the day that brings in, that brought in, and also now brings in an energy, a vitality into Elul. What does it mean, a vitality into Elul? What is Elul, and what is the vitality into Elul mean? Rebbe explains. The month of Elul is the month of reckoning on the past year. And it's the month of preparation for the coming year. And therefore, the Rebbe say, we can say that in the name of this month, there have been hinted the main categories of the service of man for which one needs to have remorse, regret the past, and also the fixing, the correction, correction for the good acceptance for the future. As our sages tell, Elul has the Rosh Hatevis, it's the first letters of the verse, Ino liyodoi v'samti loch. That's talking about, it came to your hands and I'll make a place for you. That's talking about the cities of refuge. When somebody accidentally kills somebody, he has to go to these cities of refuge. That's called Orei Miklot, the cities of refuge. And the service of man, that's the category of the service of Torah. That's the line of Torah. Why? Because our sages tell us that the words of Torah, they take you in, they're cultin, which means they provide the protection for you, just like the cities of refuge, they provide refuge. The Torah sort of provides a refuge for the person on the spiritual level. Elul is also Rosh Hatovis of Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li. That is represented, that is the category, the line of Avodah, of service, of prayer, especially in our days. We don't have only the service of the heart, because we don't have the service of the actual korbanot anymore. We don't have the temple. So mostly it's the service of the heart, which is prayer. Prayer is tefillah, is also comes from the root of the word tofel. Hatofel, tofel, which connects, like naftule elikim niftalti. Else over there, a Teufel Klecheres. Teufel means to connect the Jewish people with their Father in heaven. That's the service of prayer. And Elul is also the abbreviation of Ish Lere'ehu Umatonis Levyoin, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which a man to his friend and gifts to the poor, which is represented beside the category of Gemilus Chasadim, acts of kindness. And as an introduction and a foundation for all these three, Torah, Avodah, Gemilut Chasadim, is the foundation of Teshuvah, Because Rosh Hatevis of Elul is Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav. God will circumcise your heart and the heart. Es Levavcha Ves Levav is the abbreviation of the word Elul, which means circumcise the heart, means to open up your heart, to repent, to become close to Hashem. Now, there were many ways how to enter and bring in an energy, a vitality, into the service of man to his Creator, to Hashem. But in our generation, there were various different paths in the past. There were various different ways how one can energize that connection that he has with God. But that was in the past. But in our generations, as we are at the heels of the Mashiach, that there have been increased so many obstacles, so many blockages, there's lots of distraction, there is a darkness that is felt in our doubled and quadrupled world now that's so dark. This is the path, the following is the path for the public and for the individual. This is a path that has been threaded through our holy Rebbes, our leaders. The way to reach true life in a service of Hashem is through occupying oneself in the inner parts of Torah, Chassidus, which is Nishmoso de'iraisa, the soul of the Torah. In general, that's the general, the mystical, especially the teaching of Chassidus. This day of Chai Elul is the day of the one who founded the teaching of Chassidus. It's his birthday, the Baal Shem Tov. And it's also the birthday of the founder of Chassidus Chabad, that is the Alter Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaZokin. The revelation of their birth is renewed and is awakened every year on this day, on the day of Chai Elul. There is another special opportunities that are created on their birthday. When we study their Torah, their teachings, and we follow in the path of Chassidus that they have instructed to all Jewish people, we bring in a soul and an energy, a vitality in all the categories of service. We bring in the Chayis in Elul. That means to bring in the life force in Elul. In Teshuvah, repentance, which is the basis. In Torah, the study of Torah, Avoda, service in prayer. A Gemilus Chasod, an act of kindness. And this is also the way to bring about the redemption. As also hinted in the abbreviation, the word of Elul, our sages tell us that Elul is Rosh Hatevis LaHashem, Vayomru Leimer Ashira. So that's backwards actually. Elul, Lashem, Vayomru Leimer Ashira. Ashira Leimer Vayomru Hashem is Elul. Because then, that was it said when they gave the song on the sea when the Jewish people were Az Yashir. And we say, because at that point all the sparks went out of the Golos, and this shall take place through Mashiach Tzidkenu speedily in our days. Amen, with the signature of the Rebbe. Now, there's also a lot of footnotes to the various points that the Rebbe made over here, but we're not going to go through that. But this was the Rebbe encouraging, and remember, this is right in the beginning of the Rebbe's leadership, to say that the way, and the path, and the energy, and the vitality, the way to achieve that in everything else you do is through the study of Chassidus and going in the teachings and the ways of Chassidus.